You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This week, the Women United Network will have a march to the polls. It's coming up on Saturday, January 20th in Carbondale. We've got two of the organizers of that event in studio, Liz Hunter and Annette James. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thanks for having us this morning.
This falls around the same time, and as I understand it, it's kind of a commemoration of the Women's March last year at this time across the country, and I know there are other groups across the country doing the same. Can you talk a little bit about your goals and hopes for this weekend?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The march this weekend is sort of twofold. First, we're going to commemorate the historic Women's March that was held last year. We marched together in solidarity, and this year we're going to show that the momentum still continues in that way. But we also have a goal this year of moving toward putting elected people in power who match up with the goals that we're trying to achieve. And those goals are really goals for women, but also goals for everyone. They're things that we're continuing to see some changes on, like healthcare, immigration, jobs, all the things that matter to women and people of Southern Illinois.
You mentioned jobs and immigration and healthcare. I know that a lot of people point to the Women's March last year as maybe the tipping off point of the Me Too movement and this awareness that so many women are speaking out and saying, this is not an uncommon thing. Is there a theme or something to this march that you're hoping people can really grasp onto and carry beyond just this Saturday?
The Me Too movement is certainly something that we have to acknowledge. It's really important that we recognize that women are sort of becoming able to speak out in that way. This march in particular is like I said, it's for everyone. It's about really more about moving toward the 2018 election year and getting those officials elected that we think reflect the values that do respect women and move toward giving women a voice in politics and in the world.
We should let people know again that this is coming up on Saturday, January 20th. It starts at the Carbondale Civic Center. It ends at the Hangar in Carbondale as well. Annette, can you tell people what they can expect? And first of all, we should point out that it will be much warmer this weekend.
Yes, hopefully 52 degrees, a lot warmer than what we're seeing right now. It will begin at the Civic Center at 11, and we'll have a welcome and get people familiar with what the venue is going to be like. And then we'll begin lining up for the march around noon, and we'll march from noon to 1. And there will be a community engagement fair from 1 to 2:30 in the Civic Center. There will be a lot of groups that have tables there and information. And then we will end with a concert. Three bands are playing at the Hangar 9 from 2:30 to 5. That's Free Range Chicks, Honey and Tar, and Loose Gravel. And so it's a very family-friendly event, and we hope that everybody comes out.
I know a lot of people point to women's issues and say, wow, why are we still talking about something like this? Shouldn't women have equality? Is it something that inspires you to make sure people understand that there are still issues that should be addressed?
Absolutely, Jennifer. In the state of Illinois, 51% of the population are female. Our Illinois State Senate, for example, and this is just one example, is 70% male and 30% female. So even in our leadership in the state, that equality doesn't exist yet. When that is equal, then we may see what we consider equality.
You mentioned that these are not just issues exclusive to women. These are family issues. These are issues that face immigrants and people of all walks of life. What are you hopeful for people who didn't take part last year? Maybe they haven't been a part of a movement such as this. Should they come out? What can they learn?
they should definitely come out. This is a chance for people to get involved in the community, and this is not just a chance to, you know, there's that phrase that the personal is political. So we're going to have a lot of groups that are at our community engagement fair that citizens can meet and get involved with. We are going to have the NAACP, Indivisible, we'll have certain political candidates, the Racial Justice Coalition, student groups from SIU. So we're going to have a chance for people to step in and get involved in their community, which then in turn brings more light to the issues that we're working on.
Certainly a lot of different perspectives that'll be shared on that day. Again, it's January 20th. That's this weekend in Carbondale. You can get more information at womenunitednetwork.com or find them on Facebook. Liz Hunter and Annette Janes are the organizers of this weekend's March to the Polls. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. You.